just announced second quarter earnings for Midwest were well below that of a year ago, while Florida-based AirTran Airways saw a sizable earnings increase. AirTran executives are using the numbers to blast Midwest's business plan and to again urge Midwest's board to accept AirTran's $389 million takeover bid that expires August 10th. But Midwest spokesperson Carol Skornica says her company's long-term operating plan remains in effect.
We have very strong, all-time record high loads on our aircraft. We have very strong bookings going forward, and all of the signs for the future appear to be in place.
An analyst for the Baird Company in Milwaukee says Midwest's stock price may drop by about one-third if Midwest doesn't accept AirTran's current offer. Carol Skornica says that may be a common view based on the expectation that AirTran would walk away from a deal. But Skornica says it isn't clear that the larger firm would walk away.
However, they've provided mixed signals about their intentions for the long term, so it's really difficult to know what the impact would be on the stock simply by the expiration of the tender offer.
AirTran says it might just cut the size of its takeover bid if Midwest doesn't accept the current offer. And large institutional investors in Midwest Airlines continue to pressure the Milwaukee firm to make a deal. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.